The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Ketubot has been dedicated by our dear friend Mr. Elliot Shasho. Hashem Yishmineu V'Hayehu. May the zikut of the limud of Masechet Ketubot stand for him that he should have Be'azat Hashem, Hashanah Tovah Mborechet, Osher Ve'osher Ve'chavod, Shalom Bayit V'Hatzlacha Bechol Ma'aseh Yadav. And Be'azat Hashem, may he continue to be a supporter of Torah and all holy projects. Amen. Today's daf has been dedicated by Mr. Uri Nidam, Hashem Yishmineu V'Hayehu, in honor of all the members of the Minyan, all the members of the Daf HaYomi, and in honor of the Rabbi, Tiskel Mitzvot, may he continue to succeed. Aslaha v'arvaha b'chol ma'asi yadav. Amen. Daf Tzadi Dalet. Today's daf is being studied in the Neshmat Avraham ben Esther. Ruach Hashem tanihenu began Eden. Amen.
Comes the Gemara and says, "Bemai kami palge." What is the machlok between Tanakama and Ben Nanas, that the fourth lady swears or doesn't swear? So Kazi Gemara says, "Kegon shenimset echat mehen sadeh she'eno shelo ubebaal chov meuchar shekadam vegaba kami palge." What happened over here? The case is talking about one of the earlier ladies, not the fourth lady, let's say the third or the second lady. When she took the money for Ketubah, she took the estate, let's say, for the Ketubah, it was found out now that that estate that she took was stolen. And therefore, now she has claims over it because she's worried what's going to happen. Now this guy's going to come back and reclaim his field. She's going to end up losing a Ketubah. So therefore, she wants the fourth one to swear. Swear that you didn't get paid over here, because now it's really affecting her. Which is, even though the fourth lady was later in the shi'abud, and right, but so she took money, but she's affecting now somebody earlier in the shi'abud. Why is she affecting somebody? They took their money already. No, that is a question on the money that was taken. That's she. One of the first three ladies that took from the field, it was stolen. Eventually, the Ba'alim, the original owners of that field, are going to come out and confiscate. Listen, tomorrow they're going to come and take this field from me. I'm going to be bald as a result of it. I'm not going to have anything. Hey, swear to me that you didn't get paid yet. Continue Rashi, ובבעל חוב מאוחר שקדם וגבה כמפליגי. And the machlokin is on a בעל חוב שגבה מאוחר. Like this lady, this fourth lady is a בעל חוב מאוחר. She's later, right? And she took her money. We have a machlokin. Continue Rashi, תנקמה סואר, מה שגבה לא גבה. תנקמה says, what she takes is not considered taken. Meaning, הלכך, למה תשבע? She doesn't have to swear, because according to תנקמה, if indeed, let's say, lady number two's field was confiscated, they take it back from her. They take it from lady number four. So there's no need to swear, which is lady number two will always be protected even without a shivua. Because why? Ma shegaba lo gaba. What she took, lady number four, is not taken. Nafka bina, now the nigzal, the guy that got stolen from, comes to lady number two. Hey, I know you took that field's mine. What are we going to do? The rabbis, without any swearing and anything, are going to take the property from lady number four and say, listen, she was first in the line. The lady number two, they just take it from her and give it back to us. So therefore, you don't have to make her swear. Because why? Mashi gaba, lo gaba. Rashi, hilkach, lama tishaba. Im yavua nigzav yitrof, mizu, tazori al revi'it, v'tetom imena, mashi gavta, dehav yala revi'it, bal chov miwachar. Very good. Ubena nasavar, mashi gaba, gaba. He doesn't know. What the fourth lady takes, it's on. So therefore, before she takes it, you better make a swear that she's taking legally. Because once you take it, you can't take it out of her hand. So therefore, make a swear beforehand that she didn't get paid. So that's the machlok between Tanakama and Ben Anas on a Baal Chov Me'uhar that comes to get paid. Mashe Gaba, Gaba, Olo Gaba. Let's read it inside another Gemara. Second line of the Gemara, Baal Chov Me'uhar, Shekadam, Gaba, Kaba, Pagay. Tanakama Savar, Mashe Gaba, Olo Gaba. Ben Anas Savar, Mashe Gaba, Gaba. Comes the Gemara, Salam Nachman Amara, Baba Ravu, Dekhule Amma, Mashe Gaba, Olo Gaba. He says, no. Everybody holds that whatever she takes, the fourth lady, she has to give back to the second lady. That's not the machloket over here. Everybody holds that if the nigzal would come back and say, hey, that's my field, for sure the fourth lady would have to return it without any questions. So then we're back to the question. What's the machloket between Tarakama and Benanas. The question is, where Hoshesh is the fourth lady going to ruin the field? Mor sabar hashina shimat taksif, umor sabar lo hashina shimat taksif. What's the taksif factor? Look at Rashi. Rashi says, "Kol ama mashkaba lo gaba." Uspoad ben nanas. What's the reason why then ben nanas says you have to make a shvuah ta'ama? My the kasabar hashinan shimat taksif arbiita zot ad sadeh shigova. Tichi haja de lo mashpeinan la. Yada de hadra shlishit alava kishitlu mashbiada. Unbelievable. Which means like this. The case is the same case, which means the second lady's field was stolen. It's a matter of time, just a matter of time until the Nigzal is going to come and confiscate it, right? Lady number four, we have to look at her, we have to analyze her, what she's thinking now. Lady number four is thinking like this. It's a matter of time they're going to come to me and take my field and give it back to lady number two. Good? That's what she's thinking. So what is she going to do to this field over here? She's going to abandon it. She's going to eat all the fruit from it. She's not going to, because she's, listen, anyway, I'm not going to get to keep this field. So what's going to end up happening? When the father goes back to lady number two, the field's going to be all destroyed. And especially what contributes to lady number four thinking like this? They didn't even make me make a shivua over here. Which means they're taking it away from me. They're not even questioning if I got paid already, because they don't have to question me, because they're just going to take it away from me. So Benana says, you know what? We're going to trick her. We're going to tell her, before she takes it, hey, listen, swear that you didn't get paid yet. Okay, she says, oh, I'm swearing. Must be, if I didn't get paid, I keep it. She doesn't keep it, really. But at least, what will it cause her to do? To tend to the field. So when they finally do take it from her, at least the field is intact. So therefore, Benana says, Hoshir Shema Taksif. We're concerned that she might be negligent in taking care of the field. So the shivua is a ploy in order to get her to think that she's going to keep it. Yeah. How come you say that? We don't have shivua taksiv. And now she has the field. She's going to attend to the field until it's taken away to her. And therefore, there's no reason to make a shivua. Everybody holds but that in the chinami, if the second lady's field gets confiscated, you take it away. Mashigaba lo gaba. Give it back to her. But Benanaza still make a shivua, so she'll tend to the field. Comes to Gemara and says, Abaye Amar. The Abaye Keshisha Ika Binan. Abaye is a different answer. You know what the Ma'arudim Bin Anas and Tanakama is? The subject of Abaye Keshisha. What's the subject of Abaye Keshisha? The Tani, Abaye Keshisha, because we have a statement in, that says by Abaye Keshisha, Yetomim She'amru, the Yetomim that we said, Gedolim, Ven Sarich Lomar Ketanim. Which means like this. We have a law that says, a lady's coming to get a ketubah from Yetomim. What did we learn till now? The lady always has to swear to the Yetomim that she didn't get paid yet from the husband, and then the Yetomim pay. Now, we never discussed the age of these Yetomim. Abaye Kishisha says, even if the Yetomim are Gedolim, still, she has to swear to them. Kol Sheken Ketanim. Because Ketanim, you can take advantage of Ketanim. So if you have to swear even to, if the lady has to swear to even Yetumim Gedolim, well, technically, you know, you wouldn't think you have to protect them so much. Still, you have to say to the Gedolim, so all the most you have to swear to Ketanim. Tanakama says, no. The Yetumim that was said is only Ketanim, but you don't have to swear to Gedolim. Now we go back to Amishnah. What was the case over here? The case was the fourth lady, she's the only one left. Who is she claiming a Ketubah from? Yetumim Gedolim. So Tanakama holds no Shivua. Because you don't make a shivua to Yetumim Gedolim. And Ben Anas holds like Abaye Kishisha. Now you do make a shivua to Yetumim Gedolim. So it's a new way of learning the mahaloga. Do you have to make a shivua to Yetumim Gedolim or not? Let's do that inside. The Tani Abaye Kishisha, Yetumim Sha'am, Yetumim that we said that you make a shivua to Gedolim. Ben Sri Klomar, Ketanim. Tanakama let the Abaye Kishisha. Tanakama does not hold the Abaye Kishisha. Therefore, on Yetumim Gedolim, no shivua. Ben Anas, eat the Abaye Kishisha. Amar Ravuna says a story. Hani tre ache, there were two brothers. Vetre shutafe, or you have two partners. Okay, the it hudina bade had. Okay, they have a deen with a certain fellow. They have a court case with him, right? The azal had minayu bade lida. So one of the partners went to court and took this guy to court to try to get the money out. The other partner cannot come along and say, At lav ba'al devarim didi at, which is, you can't come along and say, listen, the first partner went to the betin, right? And let's say whatever happened, the second partner cannot come along now and take him to betin as well. Why? Look at Ashi. Lo matzis shutaf havero. לממל לבעל דין, אנא לב בעד דברים דידי, עד בדין זה שתחייב חברי, אני נדין עמק בחלקי. Which means, he lost. The first partner lost. The second partner can't come along and say, hey listen, that's his problem. I'm taking you to court on my own headache over here. You can't, partners, we assume the what? When the first partner went, he's representing the other partner. And then what the Gemara says, אלא שליחותי עבד. And therefore, it's a shidduch. If they lost, they lost. You cannot come along and say, I want to take you to court separately. What do you mean? Got the case? Two partners. One guy took the guy to Beddin. He lost. Okay, so now the guy goes, they pay up. Hey, I'm not paying nothing. Listen, he lost. I have my own case against you. What do you mean you have your own case against me? You're partners. So therefore, you lost. The deen is against you as well. Comes to Gibran says, story. Iklar Rav Nachman the Suda. Okay, Rav Nachman got the Suda. Shailuhi ki haygada. A case like this came up, where partners, where one guy took one guy to court, he lost, and the other partner comes up and says, I got nothing to do with you, I'm taking you myself. Mai, amadehu manitini. He says, you know what? This case is exactly our Mishnah. Why would it say in our Mishnah? Harishona nishbaat l'shiniya, v'shiniya l'shlishit, v'shlishit l'bi'it. V'ilu rishona l'shlishit, lo ketani. Mai ta'ama, very good. Let's go back to our Mishnah. What do we say? The first lady is taking the ketubah. Who makes us swear? The second lady. Now, what about the third lady? What about the fourth lady? These ladies are also going to be affected if the first lady takes more than her chelek. What do we say? The second lady is representing everybody else. When she makes the shivu'ah, she's making the shivua really to protect herself and everybody else that is behind her. Which means we don't say that the third lady can come along and say, hey, listen, I got to do it. I want you to swear to me. No. When the second lady swore, she swore for everybody. So the same thing over here. When the first guy came to bed in the partner, he's settling it for everybody. Comes the Gemara and says, what are you talking about? Midame? What are you talking about? There's no comparison. Hatam shivu'a le'echad u'shivu'a le'me'ah. There, once the second lady makes her make a shivu'a, it obviously it covers everybody. Because one shivu'a covers 100 people. Why? What are they making us swear? Lady number one, swear to me you didn't get paid the ketubah yet. So once she makes that shivu'a, for everybody else that shivu'a should be sufficient. I mean, why would each one have to make a separate shivu'a? One shivu'a is sufficient. However, hacha ama, but here there's a different claim. Inu ana avai ta'anina tfeh. The second partner comes along and says, hey, listen, if I would have taken you to court, I would have better claims against you. He's got to know how to represent. And therefore, I'm taking you to court now. I'm not bound. So therefore, you can't bring it to ayah from Al Mishnah, because Al Mishnah, of course, the third lady has no claim to make a shivua. Once the second lady made to make a shivua, her position is protected, regardless. Mashaykh it over here. Maybe the second guy can't come along. What is this claim going to be? Hey, listen, my partner, he don't know how to go to betin. He lost because he doesn't know the claims. I have better claims. But this is only talking about where the partner was not in the city at the time of the court case. He should have came, which means you can't come along. You're in the city. They lost the case. Say, hey, listen, I want to take you to try myself. Hey, where were you? You were in the town. You could have came to the court when I was there. But if he wasn't in the court, then already the claim is what? He can come back and say, I want to claim. Comes the Gemara and says, Itmar, bet shtarot yotzim biyom echad. You have two shtarot that come out on the same day. Which means, you have an interesting case. A guy sold the same house to two people. And now you have the two shtarot. Two shtarot, same day. Now both guys are claiming, it's my house, it's my house. I got a shtar, he got a shtar. What do you do? Who do you give the house to? So the Gemara says, Rav Amar Chodkim. Rav says, oh, you split it. You split it, split the house. Sell the house or split it. Shmuel Amar Shudah Dedaine. Shmuel says, no, you do what's called Shudah Dedaine. Shudah Dedaine means you let the judges analyze and decide who they think deserves the house. Which means you analyze who do you think the owner was selling the house to based on information and things like that? So we have a machloket over here. Do you split or do you go according to the assessment of the judges? Now the Gemara says. Now, let's review quickly. You know, there's a famous machloket in Masechet Gittin. Very important machloket. And exactly when a person gives a get to his wife. So, what makes the get? Ade hatima karte or ade mesira karte? There's two sets of witnesses. There's Adi Hatima, that's the Edim that signed the get. And then you have Edim Misira. Those are the Edim that watch the delivery. They watch the get being handed over. What is the effectiveness of a get? So it's actually Machlok. Rabbi Meir holds Adi Hatima Karte. The main thing is the witnesses that are in the shtar. And Rabbi the Ezer holds Adi Misira Karte. The Gemara now wants to base this machloket that we have between Rav and Shmuel based on which witnesses are the primary witnesses. How does that affect Gemara? Lemar Rav de Amar Kerabi Meir de Amar Adi Hatima Karte. Let us say that Rav holds that is the ikar is what? Adi Hatima. That's why he says you split it. What you got to do with the other? Look at the bottom Rashi. Kerabi Meir de Amar Le'inyan Get. Adi hatima ikar kiritut. Vechen yana shtarot. Same thing with shtarot. Not only a get, but any shtar. Ve'elu shneem nechtemu biyom echad. These two shtarot that are found, they were written on the same day. Ubimkom she'en kodvim sha'ot. Now, we're talking about in Bavel, where they don't write hours in the document. Galu da'atayu de'en makpidim ala kodem lahavero. Ve'afidu ze sha'rit ve'ze b'mincha, en ze gove yotem meze. Hilkach, my shudad de daine ikademar, and adam yachol yapot kosh ze mishaze. Which means, you have two shtarot over there. They don't write hours. And what's the main witnesses? The witnesses that are in the shtar. From the fact that you see the guy wrote a shtar on the same day, there's no hour. That means each one technically, the guy doesn't care who's first and who's second because you're not writing hours anyway. So therefore, by looking at these shtarot, how could the judges decide who we wanted first, and who we wanted second. From the fact that he wrote on the same day, and you don't go with hours in this place, so therefore, whose shtar is stronger than the other? There's no way the judges are able to figure out which shtar is a better shtar. And therefore, if you hold it, Adi Hatima, the main ones, he signed Edim on both of them, it's on the same day, toss up, so, Chalkim. However, Shmuel de Amar Kerebi El Azar, de Amar Ede Mesira Karte. Oh, now if you do Adem Misira, that's the main item. So now already I'll say what? Tap Rashi, Afapish and Alav Edim. There's no witnesses on the shtar, let's say. Ela Shenatnu Bifne Edim. How do you make the shtar? You give it, make the kinyan in front of witnesses. Gove Menechasim Mishubadim, She'ena Edim Chotmim Ala Get Ela Pne Tikkun HaOlam. Which means the only reason why Rabbi Elazar says Edim sign on a get is a tekanat rabbanan. Why? Shimmi yamutu edim misira. The only reason why you write a edim on the get according to Rabbi Elazar is worried that the edim misira are going to die. Or let's say they're going to go overseas, you're not going to be able to find them. So as insurance, we put edim on the ishtar. But the main edim are what? The edim that saw the transaction. Or you call me at the yam. Alma edim misira ikar. Now watch. Ve'aka yesh lomar. Shimmi ha'echad ya habib alav yoter. Ve'kadam umasrodo. Ve'tashni et'a v'chilo yedinan. Which means, if you say it's a Nemesira, now I can judge. Which set saw first? I go to the Edim. Edim Misira. By the way, what time is your transaction? 10 a.m. The other day, what time is your transaction? 11 a.m. So when it comes to Edim Misira, I could start having a Shudad, an analysis of Dayanim. Who did this guy want first? I could say, you know what? From the fact that he gave it in front of these witnesses first, must be wants to really sell it to him. Why do you then sell it to the next guy? To fool him. To think that he's buying the house. When you say Adem Misira, then already there's room for analysis of Betin to decide which shtar is more powerful. I explain again and we conclude. If I have just two shtarot with signatures on it, and that's all I have, is there any way you could look at this shtar and this shtar and see which one the guy intended? It's the same day. You don't go with hours. The Edim signed on both. So how do I know? Even though, admittingly, let's say they said one was 10 a.m. and one was 6 p.m. Doesn't matter. It's the same day. We don't care about that. Obviously, you didn't care. Because she wrote it on the same day, so go figure it out, go analyze. But if you say we don't go with that, we go with Adem Misirakarte, so now, already I could start to analyze, hey, who did he give over the shtar over? First, if he gave it to the Adem Misirat, this first guy earlier, I could say probably wants to sell it to this guy, and the second guy just wants to, so there's room for Shudat the Daine. Comes the Gemara and says, lo. I can tell you, everybody holds Edem Misira. Plus, if you hold Edem Misira, so what you should do, Shudat the Daine. You should don't let the judges decide.
Rav Sabar Haluka Adifa, Ushmuel Sabar Shudat the Daine Adifa.
The machloket over here is what's better, which means, in this case over here, you're right, you can do Shudat the Daine. The question, in cases like this, is it better just, instead of giving it to one guy, Shmuel, you know what? Make them happy. You know what? Just,
Rav Sabar Haluka Adifa.
Rav says, split it. Make both people happy. Well, unhappy. But the point is, give them both something. And Shmuel says, no. Shudat the Daina is better. Right? But you
want
to say that everybody holds like Rabbi Elazar. That was what? Edem Misira Karte? Is that possible to say?
Rav clearly says that Halakha follows Rabbi Elazar Begitin.
It's mashmah only in Gitin, but not in Shtarot. In Shtarot, you go with the signatures.
It says, Ki amirte kamed Shmuel. This is when I said it in front of Shmuel. Amar af bishtarot.
And when they said it in front of Shmuel, he said, I hold that we hold like Nabil Hazar even by Shtarot. Michlal, implying, Derav Sabar bishtarot. No. So therefore, why he holds the Shtarot? You don't like Nabil Hazar. How could you tell me everyone holds like Nabil Hazar? He says, by Shtarot, you don't go.
Ela mehavarata.
You have to go back to the original answer.
Rav can be Meir, Ushmoel can be Azar.
That what? Rav is going to hold like the Bimir. That what? Ede Hatima Karte. And therefore, Ede Hatima, which is better? You don't know which is better. The Shtarot themselves are equal. Therefore, Holkin. And we're going to say that Shmuel holds like Nabi Elazar Ede Mesirah. Therefore, there's room for Shudat Ede. We tried to make it everybody agrees, but we couldn't because clearly Rav said Halakha falls Nabi Elazar Dafka by Gitin, but not by.
Says Metive, we have a question from a writer. Shne shtarot hayotzim biyom echad holkim. We have a clear writer. Two shtarot that come out the day on the same day. And what does it say? It says what? You split it. So Gemara says, Tiyuvta de Shmuel. This is a question against Shmuel. Because Shmuel said, in the case we have the two shtarot that come out on the same day, what do? You do Shudat Edaine. You go according to the. To the judges. Here we have a brighter Shmuel. Can I go against the brighter Shmuel? Can I fight a brighter? Brighter clearly saying over in this exact same case, what do you do? Holkim. Amalekha Shmuel. Amani. Rabbi Meiri. Vanada Amri. Rabbi El Azar. Say, what do you want? That brighter over there was going Ali Bad Rabbi Meir. So it's going to be me that says the Adi Hatima Karti. I go like Rabbi El Azar. That says Adi Mesira Karti. So if I have a Tana backing me up, if I can say what I said. If you're going to say that Braita is indeed the Bimeir, Ema Sefa, I'll bring you a question from the Sefa of that Braita. What does it say? Katav le'ehad, umasar le'acher. Which means again, you have two shtarot. He wrote one shtar to one fellow, umasar le'acher. And then he was mosir another shtar to another fellow, and that shtar was presented first, and then the shtar of the second guy, zeh shemasar lo kana. The one that was Mosev the Shtar, that came with the Shtar to the Betin first, he's the one that owns the field. According to Bi Meir, what's the difference who presented the Shtar first? Bottom line, you have two Shtarot, dated the same day, Edima on the Shtar, Adi Hatima Karte, Ha'amar Adi Hatima Karte. So therefore, how could you come along and say that you're going to, in the Sefa, that you're going to, you're going to present the second, the Shtar that was presented first? And that must be going like the Bila Dal. Look at that. She katav leehad hashtar velo masar lo ad shekatav shtar sheni leacher alea umasar lo, which means he wrote a shtar velo masar lo, but he didn't give it over to the guy ad shekatav shtar sheni until he wrote a second shtar leacher alea umasar lo, and he gave the shtar to the second guy first. It says v'ira b'mir ela lav Bila Dal. It must be the brightest going like Rabbi Elazar. We can say Shuda Dedai, because then the judges can analyze which one he wanted to give it to. But the Mesira, we can say Haluka Viktani Holkin Alma Haluka Adifa, which means in this case over here, what did the brightest say? The brightest said that Holkin. So therefore, you see what? You see that we must be going like Rabbi Elazar, and still the dean of the brightest is what? So you divide it. That's against Shmuel, because Shmuel said, if we go like what the dean of Shuda Dedaina. Again, Shmuel held, well, we go like Rabbi Elazar, and we say Shuda Dedaina, which means that the judges analyze. But here we have a Braita, and the Braita is going like Rabbi Elazar from the Sefa, and still was the dean of the Braita, Cholkim, which goes against Rabbi Elazar. So Yabra says, Tanei, actually, it is indeed as a Machloket, Tanaim. If you say Holkin, or do you say Shuda Dedaina? And Shmuel is going to say, I go like the Tana that says Shuda Dedaina. I found the Tana like me. What's the Tana? The Tana, another Braita. Vakamim Omrim Yahloku. Vechan Amru, but here in Babel they said, Mashirtse Ashalish Yase. What's this case talking about over here? It's an interesting case. You have a guy, he gives his Shaliach money. He says, do me a favor, go pay this guy. When he gets there, the Shaliach, the guy's dead. Okay, so he goes back now to give it back to the Mishaleach, the one that sent him, he's dead. So now he has money over here, he doesn't know what to do with it. Now what's the Safek over here? The Safek is, did he mean that if the guy dies, give it to the Yorshim? Or did he mean that if the guy dies, give it back, and if I die, give it back to my Yorshim? So now the two Yorshim have claims. The Yorshim of the sender and the Yorshim of the receiver now are fighting out. No, he meant to give it to us. So what does the Gemara say in this case over here? The Gemara has a machloket. One rabbi says, Yachloku. Divide it, and one rabbi says, Shuda Dedaina. No, analyze the mentality, what the guy was thinking over there. So you see what? There is a intrinsic mahlokah over it. What's better to do? Is it better to split it amongst both of them, or is it better to go with Shuda Dedaina? So it's a mahlokah Tanaim. So Shmuel says, I'll go like the Tanaim. It says, Shuda Dedaina. Therefore, Shmuel is well documented, and a bright that clearly brought two shitot. Let's read that, Nashi. She says, Tanaehi, Ika lemanda mar Shuda Adif, Ika lemanda mar Haluka Adifa. That's it, it's Mahlukat Tanaim, which is better. When you have a case, you can go either way, which is better. Vachemim omrim, Bishili perkamad gitin holech mane leflonim. Right, that's bring this money to so and so. Vealach ubikshov, velomatso shemet. He died, the guy. Yahzor the Mishaleach. You go back to the Mishaleach. Met the Mishaleach, and now the Mishaleach died as well. Yahziru the Yorshim. Right? So therefore we say, bring it back to the Yorshim. But now we have which one to go? So therefore it says, Vachemim omrim. Rechemim say what? Split it between the two sets of Yorshim. Vekan Amru, over here in Bavel, Kamins in Bavel, what did they say? Yasu, Vekan Amru, Mashir says Shalish, with the Shaliah or the Betin, Yase, Danu Shaliah, Yase, Alma Shuda Adifa, Devo Shuda Adifa. So that's the two sides of the story. So bottom line comes out, we have a Machloket, Rav and Shmuel. In cases where you can go with a Shuda Dedaina, or you can go with a Haluka, a split, what do you do better? Rav will say you do with the split, and Shmuel will say you do the Shuda Dedaina. And Rav indeed is going like Rabbi Meir, and Shmuel is going like Rabbi Elazar. Imed Rami Bar Hama, story. The mother of Rami Bar Hama. Katvatinu lenichsa de Rami Bar Hama betzafra. She wrote her assets to her son, Rami Bar Hama, in the morning. Shorter start. She dated it, whatever it is, you get all my assets. The urta, in the evening, what did she do? Katvatinu de Mur Ogba Bar Hama. She wrote all her assets to her other son, to Mur Ogba. Now what happened? Ata Rami Bar Hama lekamed Rav Sheshat. So Rabbi Bar Hama comes to Rav Sheshat, what do we do now? Is it mine or is it my brother's? So he showed the shtar. Ukme b'nichse. He told him, the nechassim go to you. He gave the nechassim to Rabbi Bar Hama. Ata mor okba lekemed Rav Nachman. Well, the other brother, mor okba, went to another rabbi, went to Rav Nachman. He asked him, what do we do here? You know, got two shtarot. Ukme b'nichse. And he told him, you keep the money, it's your money. So now we have two rabbis that were giving the money to two different brothers. So Atar of Sheshat committed of Nachman. So now the rabbis got involved with each other. The rabbis have different views over here. So the rabbis of Sheshat meets with Rav Nachman. Amarle, Maita Ama Avid Morhake. He said, what did you do that for? What are you giving the money to Mor Ogba? Amarle. So Rav Nachman says, Umaita Ama Avid Morhake. He tells Rav Sheshet, what are you giving the money to Rabbi Bar Hama for? So comes the Gemara and says, Amar le dekadim. So he says, what do you mean? I analyzed the case. He came first. His mother gave him the property in the morning. And therefore, he gave him the morning, and this guy, the other son, Morogba, didn't get it till the afternoon, till the evening. So therefore, the law is, you give it to the one that got it earlier. Amar le, so Rav Nachman says, what are you talking about? Atu birushalayim yatminan? Are we in Yerushalayim? The katvinat sha'ot? We're not in Yerushalayim, only in Yerushalayim. They wrote hours in the shtar. We're in Bavel. Once you have two shtarot that are basically dated the same day, we don't go with who came first and who came second. That's not the way you should judge it, because he came first. Ela mor my tamad hachem. So therefore, Rav Sheshet goes to Rav Nachman. So what was your logic? Why did you give it to Morogba? If you're telling me that they're both equal, why should you give it to the later one? Amar le shudah didayne. Yeah, shudah didayne. I made an analysis. Which son would the mother want to give it to? And that was my that was where I analyzed it. That she says shudah didayne. Kirabi al azar. He says I hold like Rabbi al azar. Damar adem misira karte. That he goes with the Adem Misa V'din Ir'et Sheze Haya Habib La Yotir V'kadma U'masarot Ta'ila. Which means, he says, I don't go with the Adem Hatima, so I don't care when the Shtarot were written. One was written in the morning, one was written in the evening. I go with the Adem Misira, and I say, you know what? I'm assuming that the Mor Ugbaz Shtar was given first, before Rami Bar Hama, because I think the mother likes that son better. I mean, I made an analysis of Shudah did I know the analysis of the Hakami. Amar le, so Rav Sheshet comes along and says, Anana mi Shudah did I know. I also made Shudah did I know. When I felt that Rami Bar Hama is more beloved by the mother, and just like you made a Shudah did I know, I also made. Amar le, so Rav Nachman comes along and says, hold it. Hada de'ana dayana umur lav dayana. First of all, you're not a dayan. Rav Nachman was considered a dayan. He had the ability to take money from one person to another person, even though Rav Sheshet was a great rabbi, but he wasn't like Rav Nachman. So first of all, you don't have the ability to make these rulings, first of all, because you're not a dayan. Ve'od me'ikara lav beturat achi atita. And anyway, initially, that wasn't the reason you gave me. When I asked you originally, what's the reason you gave me? Because he was earlier and he was later. And then I told you, what do we mean in Yerushalayim? Now you change your reason? Now you tell me, no, I made the Shudah Didayna. No, you didn't say that originally. Originally you were working with two Shtarot and you said, no, this one was written first, this one was written later. Well, now that I got you on that, you're producing a new reason? So that wasn't what you said originally. Therefore, not so. Look at that, she says. La beturat echei atitla, the last Rashi. Lo amar ta'am shilcha mishum shudah didayne. You didn't say initially any reasons because of shudah didayne. Ela mishum dekadim b'hatimei k'Rabbi Meir. Initially you were giving me Rabbi Meir sevarot. He was signed first. He was signed. I challenged you. Ubezut ta'ita. I mean, it came to that, you made a mistake. Da'ala b'Yerushalayim yadminan. So therefore he knocked him out. Okay, comes the Gemara now, gives another story. What's the story? The Gemara says, you have two shtarot. And she says, Shil Mechir. She yetzu al sadeh echad. Okay, you have two shtarot. That what? That the guy sold a field to the same guy. Okay, and the two shtarot are now here, so we want to know which one you're going to give the house to. The atul came in Rav Yosef. So the whole shtarot came in front of Rav Yosef. One was written that the transaction took place what? On the 5th of Nisan. One was just written in the month of Nisan. Now, Ukmur of Yosef Nahud Hamisha bin Nisan bin Echasim. Who did Yosef give the house to? To the one that had the star that's clearly written 5 Nisan. Amar Le'idach. So the other one says, Ve'ana Afsid. What do you mean? I should lose out? I have a star also. What are you giving it to him for? Amar Le'at Yadecha La Tachtona. Because you're in a weak position. Your hand is on the bottom, meaning you're in a weak position with your star. Why? Maybe your star that says Nisan, maybe it's not until 29 Nisan, which it doesn't say date. So I can put you all the way at the end of the month, which means that you're trying to claim property over. Now, the property is guaranteed, which means if there's any liens on the property or something like that, the seller is guaranteeing the property, so therefore he can go to likuhot, he can go to other properties that were sold and take them. So now he's coming. So he don't want to give me this property over here. I have a shtar of Nisan. You know, Nisan. Maybe your star doesn't kick in until the 29th of Nisan. So okay, fine. 29th of Nisan, I accept. Amarle v'nichtov limor tirpa miyar va'ilach. Okay, at least write me a star now that I could take properties that the seller or the seller sold from Rosh Chodesh Iyar and on, which is if my start is 29 of Nisan. That means when I bought a property 29 Nisan, that is his liens over there, which means if I don't get this property over here, I go now to the Likuchot, whatever he sells subsequently, and go claim my property. So you want to tell me it's not the 15th of Nisan? Five. It's fine. It's the 29th of Nisan? Good. Can I have a star that you'll Beti will allow me to take Likuchot that was sold after that? Because after you make a star, anything that's sold after that, there's liens on it. So I have a lien on anything that was sold after 29 of Nisan. So could you write me a star for that? Look at that. She tirfa litrof Likuchot b'Rosh Chodesh Iyar sharem machra li b'achlayut. Right, because the field was sold by achrayut with he took responsibility. So therefore, he took responsibility. So therefore, at least write me a star like that. What does the rabbi tell him? Can't do that either. Amar le, he tells me I can't do it. Why? Yachle le memar lach. Because the purchases, the likuchot, who you're going to try to go and take the property from, what are they going to tell you? Yachle le memalak. They can tell you at bar had binisan at. They can tell you, oh, you have a star. Let me see your star. The star says Nisan. Oh, Zalbaruch, you're Rosh Chodesh Nisan. That's what it says. And if since you're Rosh Chodesh Nisan, you have no right to take our properties, which means this guy on the 5th of Nisan took your property. Which means you were really before this guy. This guy in the 5th of Nisan had no right to take the property. And the law is that when a property is sold to somebody, you cannot put a lien on it if there's other properties that were around at the time in order to take. So this is when they gave these properties over here, there was properties, you have your properties are Chodesh Nisan. Yeah. So therefore, you want to take now from us, don't take from us. Go to the guy that took the property on the 5th. That really was your property. So therefore, we're not obligated to pay for you. Look at Ashi. At bar had b'nisan at, second line. V'shtarech kodim. Your shtar really comes before v'shelo kidinat lamemach. This guy in the 5th took unlawfully, and therefore he stuck on both sides. He writes over here, since your deed does not specify a day in Nisan, we may claim it was written on the 1st of the month. Accordingly, when you purchased the properties, they were unencumbered by prior claims. Which means when you purchased the land, there was no a shamur on anything, and the sale was perfectly valid. You are therefore owed no reimbursement, although the bearer of the deed dated the 50th did appropriate your properties, that was unlawful, for which the seller cannot be held responsible. Which means the guy went on the 5th and took the property. You should have taken those properties. What are you taking my property? Something was left for you. So now the Gemara is going to figure out what's the way he can get around this. Okay. So the Gemara says what he does is what's the let him write. He's calling it an authorization to collect, which is really like a power of attorney. Which means let the 5th of Nisan guy, let him give him a power of attorney to that shtar of the 5th of Nisan. The 5th of Nisan guy's happy. He has his property. He don't care. He's good. But let him give him a power of attorney to say what? Now he has two shtarot. He has the 5th of Nisan and he has the regular Nisan. So now he's going to go to Levi. Levi is the likuchot. Right? So he's going to come along and say, hey, listen, I bought a property over here. And I didn't get the property, and there was achlayut over here. So I'm coming to you. You're the buyer. I want. I'm taking this property over here. So the guy's going to come and tell you, this shtar that you have over here is from Rosh Chodesh Nisan, right? Because there's nothing written in there. And therefore, go, take it from the 5th of Nisan. The guy has it. Okay, takes it the 5th of Nisan. I'm the guy. I have the 5th of Nisan. I want that property. So he comes up and says, no, 50 Nisan. Maybe your star is not till the 29th. He takes out the 29th star. So either way, he has both starot over here that the lokeya will not be able to have a claim. Read that in Nashi. Nashi says, fourth line, Nichtevu harsha'a lehadadi. Harsha'a is a power of attorney. Yivakish me'et chaviro bar hamisha b'nisan. Let him go to the guy who wrote the star on the 5th of Nisan, his friend, v'yimsolo staro. Give him the star. Let him give me a star. So that guy's holding two staros, right? V'yichtov lo harsha'a alaf. Hashem, like I told you, power of attorney. Litrof likuchot. I'm giving you a right. With the holder of this star, the bearer of this star, now you have the right to go to the kuchot. was it was sold also with achayut. Therefore, you have the right. Now, the imyum rulo bar had benisan at if nevi the lokaya the one that you're trying to take his field. If he says, "What do you mean? You're on the choice. You go." The fifth guy took unlawfully, therefore I don't have to give you anything. I'm coming representative to the guy in the fifth. I'm that guy. I'm his representative. Share lishnenu machra b'achrayut because he sold both of us b'achrayut. Ve'ani ba b'rshar alechem mikocho v'im yomru lo hu kadam bat b'chavtet b'nisan. If he's going to come along and say that he came first and you're not until the 29th of Nisan, ahita omer lahem ani ba b'chatat tzmi. I'm coming for myself. The way he says it over here is the bearer of the deed with the unspecific date, that's Uven, can ask the bearer of the deed with 5th of Nisan, which is calling Shimon, to lend them the deed. Lend them your deed, which is a power of attorney, he calls it, delegating to them an authority to collect any compensation owed to Shimon as a result of his purchase. Now Shimon, he says, has already received the property he bought, so he has no reason to refuse the Reuven's request. Now, when the Reuven confronts the buyer, he's calling him Levi, who purchased real estate from the seller as of the 1st of Iyar. The stuff was sold on the 1st of Iyar, but there's liens on that. And demands that he surrender the land, Levi can no longer rebuff the Reuven. Because if Levi claims that Reuven's title dates to the 1st of Nisan, and the Reuven is therefore the rightful owner of the original property, so he's going to come along and say, Reuven produces Shimon's deed and his power of attorney and demands reimbursement on behalf of Shimon. Because Shimon's purchase was also guaranteed. According to Levi's claim, the seller sold Shimon's property that was no longer his own, having previously been bought by Reuven on the 1st of Nisan. And if Levi claims that Reuven's title dates the 29th of Nisan, he just simply takes out his own shtar and he claims. So therefore, with this way over here, at least Levi now is locked, which is no matter which claim he says, he's holding two shtarot, so therefore he has going to have to pay him. So the answer is just give a shtar harsha'ah to the stam shtar, the nisan shtar, and therefore he collects me manat shtar. Baruch Adonai le'olam.
Amen. Amen.